Wiramu Puke is with us. Now, Ngāti Wairere in Kirikiriroa want the Sonning car park on River Road, which is currently a park for 300 vehicles, to be renamed Opoia Pa, to acknowledge its history and connection to the iwi over several centuries before being confiscated by the Crown. The iwi is also opposing the Hamilton City Council's plans to develop an apartment complex on land, or on part of that whenua. A decision on the name of the site is going to be made on a Thursday. Now, Ngāti Wairere historian Wiramu Puke is with us for a kōrero about that whenua and indeed about the chequered history of Kirikiriroa as a city. Thanks for joining us, Wiramu. Tēnā koe. Kia ora ngā mihi. I think it's really important that we understand the history, and when Timi Maipi delved paint on the statue of Hamilton, I think many people were reminded of the colonial past and the military past that Hamilton has. I prefer to call it Kirikiriroa, and obviously I'd prefer to refer to that whenua that we're touching on here as Opoia Pa rather than the Sonning car park. But hey, we're Māori and we're proud and we want people to know the realities. Talk with us about this whenua and how it ties together with the history of our people, please. Wiramu?
Oh, okay. Well, the pa was occupied by a rangatira called Paukawa. He was a signatory to the English translation of the treaty signed at Port Waikato on the 28th of April, 1840. It's the only site and connection that Kirikiriroa has with an actual signatory to the treaty. And also in 2014, I found the Karawa's ear pendant, Ponamu ear pendant, in the British Museum that he gave to Governor Grey in 1853. And I think there was a reminder to Grey about his obligations as a governor to honour the treaty. It was my understanding of it. And it's because all the main major cities do have a historical context of the treaty being brought and signed by those local rangatira. Kirikiriroa doesn't seem to have that background at the moment. It's just an event where they have Waiata Ngāho, and that's about it. No actual kōrero in history from the mana whenua about particular tupuna who were present where the treaty was signed and actually signed the document itself. So that's one of the main reasons why Opoia Pa were going after protecting that old pa site. It's because of the connection to the treaty.
And, the National Library, sorry to interrupt there, Te Rangatira. The National Library of New Zealand suggests that Opoia Pa, on the east bank of the Waikato River in what's now Hamilton, was actually destroyed by the construction of the Claudelands Road and Railway Bridge. Is there much history of the pa, its usage, and any historical information about it? Because we can rename it, but it also has a whakapapa and a history that should be more widely known.
Yes. Well, despite the modification to the site, it doesn't destroy the history. It's whakapapa. The Uri of Paukawa, who are Ngāti Wairere descent, and we actually still have his patu orewa, that was handed down to one of his mokapuna, who died at the age of 90 in 2002. See, that's put aside. I mean, Pākehā is always trying to tell us because your sites are destroyed, there's no history. That's a lot of rubbish. Because we don't, unless we get a ground penetration radar investigation to map out what survives of the old pa, then we're not really sure what does survive. But on the properties to the north, we can discern where the main defense ditch of that old pa was. Because it's built under a basement of a pre 1900 house, and also there appears to be some of those houses that have got basements, which was a common practice for those early Pākehā property owners to build on that. The pressing point here also is that land was originally ear tagged to be put up for return. It's part of the 1989 High Court ruling in favour of the court, advising Landcorp or Coalcorp at the time that they had to consult with Waikato Tainui. And interesting, that particular parcel of land was not put up on the table, which was still owned by Landcorp at the time. We believe there could be a... Sorry?
No, I'm just saying there's some really interesting cordial you just shared with us, like ground penetration radar. There's an apartment complex planned for part of the site. And all that Willamu and others are calling for here is for the PA to be recognised in the naming. So that's got to go through council. I'm intrigued by what archaeological evidence might be under these whare as well, and disappointed, as you probably are, Willamu, that we haven't already had that ground penetration radar for such an important site, historical Māori site on the banks of the Waikato River. But at the moment, we're looking to have that recognised with a name change. What are some of the challenges to get that across the line then?
I've just been reading a very lengthy 286-plus page report. I think it's just a huge smokescreen, to be honest. They're basically wanting to defer the decision to name it, a traditional other development being built on. Now, to me, that reeks of tokenism. So we're preferring the option of option one, naming the past site, because the council are trying to say that naming the past site is going to put off developers wanting to build on it. Well, that's just a load of rubbish. It's already recorded as a historic past site, according to the New Zealand Archaeological Association files. It's been in the media. You know, they can't use those excuses. And secondly, the council tried to say we don't have any grounds for a contemporary treaty claim. Well, they consistently have breached the treaty and have done so since 2014, which included an environmental court case which the council conceded that Ngāti Wairere are the mana whenua of the city. And they've been excluding us out of the consultation since.
It ties into, sadly, the cordial around Māori representation in local government across the country. And here we are trying to get more recognition and a name change, which hardly the sky's going to fall in if it was changed from Sonny to its original name of Opoia. But yet it doesn't appear that at times we have the numbers around the decision-making tables. Therefore, we try to address that by the establishment of Māori wards, which themselves are on the chopping block if there's a change in government, seemingly. It paints a rather distorted and, sadly, disappointing picture, doesn't it?
Well, I think also, too, is that you have the problems within the council of the organisation led by its CEO. He thinks that he has more power than the councillors. Now, which actually puts all of the councillors right under the heat lamp. They are duly elected to provide governance decisions and not be dictated to by the organisation, particularly by the CEO. They're there to provide governance. So many of the new councillors I have met and have known personally, they appear to have a fresher approach to matters of Māori, matters of interest to us as Mana Whenua, and because of the other mātāwaka that are here in Kirikiriroa. I think there is a glory, there is the issue of this problem of senior management or having too much power to say and only writing what they want to write in the reports to the council. And that's where fundamentally where the problem is what's in those reports. And when those reports are put up to the councillors to decide on, often they get lost in all the detail. So I've been picking out those particular relevant points I'm going to bring up on Thursday, what the obligations are under the Local Government Act in terms of their responsibilities under the treaty, and particularly us as Mana Whenua. Now, why are we being excluded out of those decision processes and we're going to a consultancy group, a particular person, he's not from our hapu, and signing off resource consents to build up to our urupa?
Well, tēnā koe, I could talk a lot longer, but sadly constrained because we've got to go to the news. But keep up the good fight, Winnemu Puke. Someone's got to go on and bat for our people and to remind those who have the power to make decisions about the construction of apartment complexes or anything else that there's rich archaeological history and kōrero associated with all the whenua of yep. Aotearoa, including this beautiful O Poia Pā. All the best with the mahi, and I'll stay in touch so we can talk it through even more, Wiremu. Nā rātā mihi ka koe te
rātā. I'd like to help others who are listening in on this, especially when they're dealing with local government, that they have the skill sets, but they know how to intercept the, where their thinking is.
Tēnā koe, Wiremu. If you need some tautoko, you'll find Wiremu pretty straightforward. He's very prominent in... Kiri kiri roa.